Of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And tonight, we have some amazing guests. They are here joining us live from Reading Piano Angels. And I've had them on in the past, and I'll tell you, if you have not had a chance to hear the story and what they're doing for our community, now is a great time to get a cup of something warm and sit by your radio and just listen, or however else you're tuning in, and just listen to the stories tonight, because we're going to talk about how this group of individuals truly bless our community and the people who live in it. So if this is the first time that you are just now tuning in, just a short, brief explanation as to what Heroes of the North State is. It is a show that shines the light of those people in our community that rise above, make a difference in the lives of others just simply because it's the right thing to do. And so tonight, with that introduction, I'd like to introduce Pat Karch. And Pat is the president of the Reading Piano Angels.
Good evening, Michelle. Thank you for having us tonight.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear what you have to share with us tonight, Pat. And then along with him is his beautiful wife, Pam, and she's a director.
I am.
You have? Yes, you are.
I am.
Yes, you is. And then Alicia, Townley, and she is joining us as a director as well. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
And then we, last but not least, we have Nathan, and Nathan is Nathan Townley, and you are, we have two married couples who are volunteering together. Which is wonderful. You don't get that very often.
Are you
at
jealous?
Least on our show. Well, actually, I met my partner through volunteerism. So,
really?
So, yes. Wow, through Relay for Life years ago. So then also, so directors and then president. So I'm going to start with you, Pat, because Piano Angels has been around a while.
It's been around since 2011.
Wow.
When it was started by a fellow named Frank Strazzarino. He was the former head of the Chamber of Commerce, and Michelle, you probably remember Frank.
Yes, I knew Frank.
Did you know that as an adult he took piano lessons? That was on his bucket list.
Really? No, I didn't know. I knew him through business.
Right. Yeah. And so this is because he only played in public one time, and we may get to that later. But when he started taking lessons, he found out from his piano teacher that some children that were taking lessons didn't have a piano. And in fact, we're practicing on a piece of cardboard on their dining room table.
Yes.
And he's like, wow, you know, I have friends that have pianos they never use, right?
Right.
And they'd probably just give them away. And that's how the program started.
Well, and I'll tell you, I've had pianos. I didn't realize Piano Angels were around until just a few years ago. And I think I had heard the name, but I didn't really quite at that point understand what it was. And I've had a couple of pianos. I was just trying to find someone who would come and help me move it because it was so heavy.
That happens a lot. Yeah, we do that a lot of that. People, especially when they're, if they ask to have their piano moved temporarily, it's usually because they're putting in new flooring.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
In fact, that was one of my reasons.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
exactly.
So then how did you become involved?
Or somewhere around 2017, Frank and I knew each other. He called me, and his MO back then for Piano Angels, when someone would fill out the form and mail it to him wanting to donate a piano, he would go out, and or not himself, but he'd have a piano player like Tien or someone like that go out and do an assessment of the piano, because he was picky. He wanted these pianos to be in good working order and look reasonably good before he would place them in a home.
Right.
And he called up and he asked me to do an assessment on two pianos. And somewhere in the course of the conversation after I did that and reported back to him, I asked him, so how are you like moving these pianos when people donate them? And they were at that time, what were they? They were
using the moving and storage company.
Oh, that's right. And paying like $75 a pop.
Which is not what you pay now. But that was the moving and storage company were behind what he was doing and saying, this is awesome. So that was the
mostly Hanson's moving and storage, Mark. Hanson's. Yeah. And so I mistakenly said, you know, Frank, I could probably move these for nothing if you
with
want.
With my pickup.
Right.
Wow. So did you join at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So you both started volunteering right in 2017.
And she didn't know that when we got married 21 years ago.
That she was going to become a professional piano hauler, the mover.
So that's how I got involved. And then the end of the story is that some years ago, Frank passed away.
Yes.
And the board asked us to continue the work, and that's what we're doing.
That's not the end. That's part B.
Yeah, part B. And then the board has changed over the years, which is why the Townleys are here. They are directors on the Piano Angels board. We have a board that we're responsible to. So,
fantastic. So then I'm going to have you back up just a little bit because I had you skip ahead. So how long from the time when Frank founded Piano Angels to the time you joined? What was that? It was in 17
2017.
Do you happen to have any idea how many pianos he gave away during that period?
Yes. When I met Frank, he had done 75 pianos.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We are now, and I have to apologize because I was only counting the donated pianos, not the ones we moved. But to date, we've moved donated pianos 526.
Wow. Okay, let's put that into, that tears me up. Let's put that into perspective of lives changed.
Thousands of children, because there's, families will have multiple kids.
Exactly.
And the parents playing these pianos. Mm-hmm. And some go into music studios, some into churches, some into theaters.
Most of them into homes.
Wow. Okay, so I'm gonna jump over and look at the Townsleys for a moment, and either of you chime in where you think appropriate. What age did you start playing instruments?
When I was a little baby, I would sit at the piano and try to, my dad is a piano tuner.
Okay.
And he's been serving the North State area for the last 25 years.
Wow.
And so since before I was born, he's been tuning pianos. And I come from a big family. I'm the second youngest of six boys.
Wow.
And so all my older brothers decided to get normal jobs, and I was the one who decided, you know what, I'm going to do pianos. I'm going to become a piano tuner like my dad. And so, I've been tuning for the last 5 years, and that's how I kind of got connected with Pat here, because he would donate a piano, and then he would give them my number, and then I would come see, and it's like, oh, it's another donation. Oh, and another donation. Oh, and another donation. So I'd get, like, a good portion of my business from Pat.
Yeah.
So I like to joke that Pat is the best boss a self-employed person could ever have.
Yes. He's a lead generator.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes. And then that kind of escalated to, like, hey, do you want to join? And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, this is I more than anyone get to see firsthand how much good he's doing and how he's affecting everyone, and it's so exciting to see those little kids who I open up the piano for them, and then they see all the insides, and I tune it for them, and then I answer any questions they have, and they're like, oh, how do you play? How do you do this? How do you do that? And so I give them the best advice I can, for them to get started, and then there it is. And then that's kind of rinse, wash, repeat every week for me for the last couple of years.
Well, that's a lot of joy. I mean, you get to go to work and do what you love.
Oh, yeah.
And people are happy because you're there.
It's the dream.
Yeah, I would think so. So this is, I'm going to kind of expand on what you just said, and I'm embarrassed that I don't know this because I do not play piano. I've always wanted to learn, never slowed down enough to do it, to be perfectly honest. But do you have to know how to play proficiently to be able to tune a piano?
You'd be surprised how many piano tuners don't know how to play.
Really?
And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you in this job if you don't know how to play?
They just know the notes. They know what sounds.
They do all the technical side of things, but I love playing. And that's how I met my wife.
Tell them the story. Yeah, what you guys do. Tell them what you guys do. It's really amazing.
Do you want to tell the story, Alicia?
Sure, yeah. So,
I'm going to have to stop you right there. Yeah. This is where the suspense part of the show comes. We're going to hear the story, but right after this break. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Well, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing. And when we left off, we were going to talk with Alicia Townley, and she's going to tell us how you found your love of music. Like, how did you get into music? Let's start with that.
Yeah, so it was what I was born into. My mom is a fiddler in the North State. Her name's Melissa Troberg, or Melissa Southwick, or Copenhaver, whatever you want to.
Yeah, however you met
Yeah, Melissa Troberg, she's an amazing, amazing fiddle player. So I grew up going to a lot of bluegrass events, festivals, fiddle contests, Texas-style fiddle contests, and we traveled all around California and the surrounding states going to all these music events. And so it's what I was raised into, just immersed in it. And I always wanted to be a fiddle player since I was a little kid. So there's a lot of pictures of me sitting on the floor holding it kind of wonky, and she just allowed it. So, yeah, that's what I grew up doing, and went to a lot of those contests. So growing up, I kept playing fiddle, and then eventually I moved up to Red Bluff, and I met Nathan here through the Old Time Fiddlers Association.
Oh,
which is
okay.
A really great group. They do a lot of jams and help the young kids find fiddle teachers and find a community that they can play, learn how to jam, learn a bunch of tunes. So
I didn't even know that was something yeah. in our neck of the woods.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, it's pretty big up here. So when we get our students, we help them find a place in there and encourage them to get involved, because really with music, you need your people.
Right.
And so that's what we're here to try to do. We find the musicians, find kids that want to learn and want a community, get lessons to them, get them a community that can help them find an instrument, and then help them find their joy and love for music. So that's really what we do. And then the other big part of my job is keeping Nathan lined. I'm his boss, second to Pat, of course.
So you help each other.
Yes.
Are you the more organized, like, not that you're not, Nathan, but are you the one that's like, okay.
Yes.
I'm the manager.
It takes a team.
I recently found out that if I make a to-do list and give it to him, he'll get a lot more done.
Yeah. So. There you go. It helps everyone involved.
Every one of us.
Yeah. So then now, do you go out to get, like, what is your role on the board? So doing what we're just talking about, organizing, streamlining.
Now? Well, let me help with that.
Okay.
The Townleys are very new to the board, Shel.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
And so they're discovering their role, but Pam and I have this, like, ambition, I don't know, bucket list
hope.
Oh, he's making a list for the list maker.
Yeah. Yes.
It's because, you know, Pam.
Transition them in.
Pam has been very gracious to help move, you know, 425 pianos plus, you know, probably how many grands, we don't even know. But at some point, we're aging out, you know. I'm just going to be honest. And the Townleys are, like, young, and they do music, and he's a piano technician, and she's a player. And
really
so
good fit.
It is the perfect fit for – and so I see them – did I tell you guys this? I see you guys taking our role some point, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
We're
good.
Next.
Yeah,
next,
yeah. More lists coming.
Yeah. More lists. Exactly.
And plus it goes along with the tuning thing. You know, that's something I cannot do. Nor would I want to. I would never, it might be like a preschool teacher. I would never want to be a piano teacher. I mean, or a piano technician, okay? So.
For those who don't know, about pianos, so a piano has 88 notes, but it has a lot more than 88 strings, because most of the notes has 3 strings per note.
Okay.
So that most pianos have more than, 200 plus, strings that, and so when you tune them, you have to tune every single one twice. In order to complete a tuning.
At least.
A minimum.
Minimum. So you have to build the muscle and everything, and it's quite an art to be able to get through the whole thing and do it within 2 hours. It's definitely it's a craft in its own. And
so is it something that you do by ear, or do you have gauges?
We have tools. We have tools. There are purists who will say, like, oh yeah, you have to do it by ear, it's way better, but it's slower, and the room has to be completely silent, and the piano has to be not cheap.
Right.
So, it's not,
that's a 2-hour tuning if it's a really good piano. We don't even want to go there.
Right. So the tools help in that process, where I can get multiple tunings done in a day and not have to, like, worry about it. And
if you have dogs barking or kids asking you questions.
I can be talking the whole time with the tool.
Yes.
I can talk to them the entire time I'm tuning without, you know. So
nice.
I like talking too much to be able to, like,
be in a room for 2 hours.
To be a purist. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So then, I'm sorry, go right ahead. Go ahead, Pam.
Well, there's opinions on that, on the purist part of it, and that's all subjective, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Quite frankly. But the other thing that they bring to Piano Angels, Piano Angels isn't only taking in pianos and giving out pianos. We take every instrument, maybe not so many kazoos, okay?
Yeah.
But every instrument, if it's in decent shape, and then there's a few that need some work, and there's guys around the North State that have volunteered to repair these and get them in shape so that then we can get them in the hands of students. It has truly become a...
it's many instruments.
It's multifaceted.
They could go to the Piano Angels, Reading Piano Angels Facebook page, and look recently at all the types of instruments that have gone out, and some are really nice. Like we had a full size upright bass that went out to a kid. That's probably worth $2,000.
And then I was listening to him play it with the piano.
Can you
and
believe
I'm
that?
Like,
isn't that crazy?
That is a blessing, is what that is. It is crazy.
His family could have never afforded a bass, you know.
Yeah.
So guitars, bass, upright bass. Trumpets. We've had lovely trumpets donated from guys that are very old, successful trumpet players that are, they're done.
Yeah.
And they've graciously donated all these instruments to students because they could have made money on them, but because they want to see them in a student's hand and have them have the opportunity to move forward in their music.
Yeah, exactly.
And we do have, I mean, we've had amazing ringers.
Right. We call them ringers, they're the students that really excel.
Yeah.
So I'm at home and I'm thinking, I have a son or a daughter, let's say, that has an interest but has never taken lessons. Do they still qualify?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They don't have to be involved. You know, here's the thing I tell people, you'll never know if your kid plays an instrument until you put an instrument in their hands, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And Alicia can attest to this too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And so I always tell people, somebody once gave Mozart a piano, you know, Billy Joel, Elton John. You know, had they not had that opportunity, we would not, millions of people have benefited from those, just those three guys alone from having pianos, right? Mm-hmm. And it had to start somewhere. And so a gift of a piano can affect millions of people potentially.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, you do not have to currently be taking lessons to have a piano. And we had a young man that was not taking lessons, but his mother said he is playing on a piano somewhere at school. And he was teaching himself by ear. Yeah. He is now, I don't know if you posted that one.
It's on there,
his latest.
Yeah. He wrote a classical piece, and it's in the style of classical music, and it's exceptional, you know. And people need to remember that the guys that wrote these classical pieces, they just made them up.
They heard it in their head.
Right. So it's not imperative that they, one, read music or have instruction.
Or get a degree.
Correct. Right. That's correct, right.
Do you ever have donations that come in and a family receives them and then they like, okay, we thought this was for us, but it's not, and then gift it back and maybe have something else that
they
want to try?
Absolutely.
Like a checkout library.
We always tell them they are not married to this piano and you need to call us when you're done with it and we can put it back into the program into somebody that does want it.
Yeah, or so sadly.
Most of them have been okay. Sometimes they've took a long time to decide they didn't want to do it and it's now somewhere other than a home.
Yeah. Or sadly, some of them go through a breakup of a divorce or something like that, and you know the ex calls us. I need my old lady's piano.
Oh
out
my
here,
goodness!
You know?
We've delivered three to one person because we have North State Fires.
Yeah, no, that's
three
exactly
pianos
right.
to the same family.
Oh,
they've been burned out twice.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
So,
okay.
And we've had that happen multiple times.
So we don't have a limit on your piano.
But if you do gift it to them and then they want to move and take it with them,
it's theirs.
So it's not on loan. It's a true gift.
Right.
Correct.
Hmm.
Do you ever have instructors that donate time to teach lessons, or has that come up yet?
We did do a program through the Reading Rotary where they gave us a grant for $5,000, and we did try a program. We ended up with three students that took for over a year with the idea that when the money ran out, their parents would continue.
Yeah.
But sadly, none of those parents chose to continue.
Oh, but the children did keep playing the piano.
One of them did.
Sure. Yeah. He went on to Shasta College.
Yeah. Not only that, but he was a lead piano player in the Enterprise Starship. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Because some are going to, let me check on time here. How are we doing? Well, we got a couple minutes before break. Good. Good. Okay, so how do we, since we're talking about the gift of it, how do we, and we'll mention this again at the end of the show, how do I call you or get, how do I get a piano or how do I get a bass or how do you donate? Yes.
It's pretty easy. If you Google Reading Piano Angels or Piano Angels, it'll pop up.
Okay.
And somewhere on there will be my phone number.
Okay.
And you can just text me or call me. My email's on there, too. And there's a Reading Piano Angels website. And so we get a lot of hits and a lot of calls every day, nonstop, all day long. Like today, I had nonstop calls.
Wow.
So it's once you put it in your phone or your computer, you'll find us.
Yeah. Yeah. True story. And is there a waiting list?
There is a waiting list on pickups. Right now, we have about 50 pianos waiting to be picked up.
Wow.
And right now, about almost 20 families waiting for pianos.
Okay.
And that's kind of the way it runs and has run for the last 5 years.
So you have 50 families who have a piano or people in their home wanting to donate to you. Is mm-hmm. that am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct, mm-hmm. yes.
So there's only two of us, and there's only 24 yeah. hours in a day.
I was going to say.
And we're all volunteers.
And where would you can't store them. You'd have to no. have a big warehouse.
We don't store
we
them.
Do
we
not
just
store them.
Bring them home. We clean them up and take them right to the family, usually the same day.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So with that note, why don't we go ahead and take a break? Will that work for us, David? We will be right back. You're listening to Heroes of the North State with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back to Heroes of the North State, and this is where good people rise above, make a difference in the lives of others just because it's the right thing to do. It's the whole premise of the show, which is why we're here tonight with Piano Angels and our amazing panel who's here talking to us about how they get to bless people every day with the gift of music and the opportunity to grow in a passion that maybe they've discovered or are going to discover through this whole journey. And so like everything, so this is a 501c3, correct?
It is.
And nonprofit, all volunteerism. And I was talking with Pat and the team during the break, and he said, your phone rings all day.
All day.
All day. So it's a good thing you're retired. So with that comes a big responsibility, because it's not like what we were just saying when we were off air. Not anyone can just jump in and move a piano. It sounds easy, but it's not.
Yeah, it has to be done properly, and then there's a certain amount of risk if you don't do it properly, both to the piano and to yourself, because the things are heavy, right?
Right.
And then many times you're taking them out of a house that, you know, people have their belongings and their, you know, beautiful floors. All mm-hmm. of that has to be considered. The concrete where you park the van, you can't run over their sprinklers. All of those things have to be considered.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And our insurance really only covers us. We can hire somebody, and our insurance will cover them if we need extra help.
Yeah.
Which we have on occasion when we like a really nasty monster heavy piano. We'll yeah. hire someone, and then the insurance will cover them at that time. So.
Okay. So my short, I'll give you a short story, but just like that, we got new flooring in. We moved it from one side. We moved it to the other side, and then we realized it's going to dent the floor that we have in. So we're going to gift it, and we're going to give it to my sister. So we haul it to the front door thinking, okay, it's on wheels at this point. Took, you know, two of us, get it to the door. We got it halfway through the door, and then it got stuck because we couldn't. It's a heavy. Didn't think it through all the way. It took neighbors. We had to go get our neighbors to come over and help us get it to the truck and to finish the process. So I'm the fact that you and Pam do this, and now both of you.
The right tools for the job make all the difference.
Yeah. My blanket and cardboard scooting it on the floor did not work. So with that, okay, so I make light of that. But with this comes a big responsibility. I imagine you'll need some funding.
We do. We operate strictly on donations.
Okay.
We have a handful of people, very dedicated people that donate each month. And even though the donations per month are small, it adds up at the end of the year to quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, they range from $10 to $50 a month.
Yeah, and that's helping with the insurance and the gas. And
sure. And then we have people that donate annually.
Okay.
In memory of someone, or, you know, one gal that donates on her father's birthday. And then there are people that, like the one that we moved yesterday, or whenever it was, 2 days ago, they donated a piano, but they also gave us a check for $250 because they liked the program.
Wow.
So that goes in to pay for the gas and insurance.
Okay.
And our bank account has been about the same for the last, since 2011, it's been solid in the black.
Yeah. So we're paying fuel and insurance pretty much is all that comes out of it right now.
Yeah,
we also,
good.
We are always, Pat does all the work to sign up for Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, great.
Which is a, you know, great thing. And that's all around the United States.
Yeah.
I think I heard something. You know, I think it's actually worldwide.
Yeah, and we do it. So then ours is North State Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's huge. And I've seen you on there and as a nonprofit with all the other nonprofits in the community. So then you raise these funds, and you have 50 pianos waiting to be picked up. You have the two of you, and then our trainers.
Yeah.
Elisa, I hope you have a strong back.
Oh, yes.
No, that's where the right tools for the job come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've developed custom tools.
You do not need that.
You don't need to lift anything.
Okay, good.
It's nice when they donate horns and... You know, guitar.
Yeah. Guitar.
That gazoo's looking pretty good right about now. Yeah. So then, I mean, realistically, it is a heavy job. So how many are you able to move or tune and deliver, let's say, in a month?
Well, we don't tune.
Nathan does the tuning.
Nathan does the tuning.
So, but we, like yesterday, we did three pianos.
Oh.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah. One was a baby grand.
Yeah, one was a baby grand, and we had two uprights, and one went to the dumps because it was no longer functional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've had many three piano days, and we could do a piano a day and probably not catch up with the demand.
Because
they're coming in.
Right. The list of people that want them and the list of donations stays relatively close to the same as since the beginning.
That's fantastic.
So that side of the... Nonprofit just doesn't go away. There's always somebody that wants one, and there's always people donating, which is truly a blessing.
Yeah, so, I have an idea.
Yes.
Hey, Nathan, do you want to talk about how to keep your piano in good condition while you're waiting for it to be picked up?
Yes. Okay, so...
Yeah, that's a great... Thank you.
Yeah, so in physics, the thing that makes a piano go out of tune more is not temperature, it is humidity. So I sometimes come up to a piano that is in a shed or in a garage with bad insulation, and when we're in Reading, it stays, humidity stays around 20%, so when it rains it jumps to 100 and then goes back down to 20, and then that is what's really going to make, not only is it if your piano is in a place without good insulation, and it gets really affected by the changes in humidity, it's not only going to make it go out of tune, but it also might ruin it forever.
Yes.
Okay. So when the pin block gets destroyed, that's usually when Pat would move the piano to the dumps.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, that's when it can no longer hold a tune.
Mm-hmm.
And it does affect the way the students play if the piano's not tuned.
Yeah.
So that sounds like another nonprofit that needs to be made, where when one goes out of tune, it goes to be repurposed somewhere. Somebody could make something.
People can do that.
Somebody's listening out there who wants to come and take this.
We'll definitely give them a if they want to make a planner or a piano bar or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll even deliver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Or someone will just maybe get their own insurance and take that off your hands.
Yeah. No, we're happy to get rid of
it. We would just deliver it. It makes it feel better when it doesn't have to go to the dump.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
And that would save us $28.75, too.
Oh, that's true, because you do have to
pay
to dump it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then, Nathan, what do you do to protect that? Obviously, don't put it in the shed, or can you do things if you're going to put it in the garage or the shed?
Yeah, if it absolutely has to be, make sure it's at a time where it's not going to be raining. Mm-hmm. And the dry season is when it's safer. And then as soon as you can, move it back into a safe spot. There is an old colloquial term that a lot of listeners might that they might remember or hear, is that, make sure it's on the inside wall. But that saying came about during a time when all windows were single paned and insulation was not all that great. So with modern construction, unless you live in a 200 or 150 year old house, it does not matter if your piano's up against the wall. Maybe if you don't want your piano to become sun bleached, make sure it's not hitting, the sun's not hitting it too much. But other than that, it doesn't matter where you place it in the house.
That'll keep the pianos in good condition if they need to be moved. But it'll also provide for your piano staying in tune longer. So it'll help it keep in tune, so that you'll only have to have Nathan come over, you know, once every year and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is about the length of time. So if someone's listening right now and they're like, he needs to come to my house, like how can they get a hold of you?
You can look up Nathan Townley, piano tuner. Alicia and I work as professional musicians as well. So our website is called townleymusic.com. And so that has all of our business information. So I serve Reading, Red Bluff, Chico area is the places I service. I will even drive further if need be. Alicia and I also play for weddings. And she is the most wonderful violinist and fiddle player. And so we're kind of a husband-wife duo team for that, too. So we do what we can as musicians to make a living.
Oh, okay. So Pat's pulling up a photo. Let me see that one more time, Pat. I know our viewers can't see it, but that's amazing.
So we are.
You should post that online.
We're the dream team for the brides, and we'll play anything, Taylor Swift cover.
And even if you're not interested in getting your piano tuned or getting lessons or hiring for a wedding, you could let somebody you know who has a piano know what we do. And also, we're just always interested in getting to know more musicians.
Yes.
Getting to, if you, you know, want to talk to us and say, my kid wants to learn, maybe we can work on helping you get hooked up with an instrument. And we're just really trying to get connected with our community and do what we can, because I'm thinking about my upbringing and how much the community poured into me becoming a musician. I would not be where I am today without the Old Time Fiddle Association, without the contests, without all the people providing me a new instrument when I needed to move up from a quarter size violin to a half size violin, and so on and so forth. So just get in contact with us and we'll help you in whatever way we can.
530-736 8873.
Correct.
I'm going to get my phone number.
One more time.
Number.
Number. One more time. We'll give our listeners
530-736-8873. And if you've forgotten all of that, still go through the Reading Piano Angels because Pat will refer you to us.
He'll connect you. So how are we doing on time, David? Because I'm going to switch conversation just for a moment. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I've got a few more questions, and it'll be our last little wrap-up.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. And when we left off, we were just, I mean, this has just been a great show talking about people gifting. It's like the gift that keeps on giving, literally. I want to go back and talk with Pat and Pam for a moment. So we haven't really touched on schools, and I noticed that you have listed that you have some schools and musical programs. What does that look like for Reading Piano Angels? But before you answer that, this isn't just Reading-based, correct?
That's correct. We are servicing down into Central California and Southern Oregon.
Wow.
Right.
You deliver all the way to Southern Oregon? And
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now I understand.
Right. And so when schools call, a lot of times what has happened so far is they perhaps once had a music program and then they let it go because they didn't have funding for the music teacher. And then at some point, the parents go to the administration and say, you know, you should have a music program. So then they bring in a teacher, and the teacher doesn't have anything. And so they'll, now the word is out, they can call us, and we have helped to start music programs in many North State schools in the last several years by bringing them one or more pianos.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, and other instruments.
You found a home for the gazoos.
Yeah.
Well, maybe recorders.
Yeah, recorders, yes.
Yeah, we sent them to a school we didn't like.
No. Yeah.
So that's where the schools become involved. Or they have a piano that's been totally beat up that they, you know, they use regularly.
Something.
And they need an upgrade, right?
Yeah.
So that's how we help schools in that regard, yeah.
So then, Nathan, do you also tune for schools?
Yes, all the time. Schools and churches and homes. It's really it's a new sight every day when I go to work. And it's I'd like to say my job is simultaneously the most white collar, going to the castles on top of a hill and with a spiral staircase and a marble piano, and then that same day I'll go into a mobile with the roof caved in from like flood damage and a 200-year-old piano that half works, and I try to resurrect it. So you see all sorts of sights and smells, and it's very a very large variable, but I love the work, and music is just a universal gift that I get to give to everybody.
Yeah. So then you said that the two of you, so Alicia and Nathan, you met through fiddle. Mm-hmm. Is that what you said? So do you play?
So I didn't at first.
Yeah.
Because I play piano. I was a jazz pianist. And,
but
the problem I was running into is that all of the jazz musicians in my area were like not good people to play with. And I needed to find some friends in a community of musicians because I just needed to keep on playing.
Yeah.
And so I found the Old Time Fiddlers Association just down the road from where I was at. And it was just a bunch of really kind, sober, older folks.
Hey.
it really was a delight to be around them, and they were so supportive. That's another nonprofit, the Old Time Fiddlers Association.
And now what do you play?
And now I play, they gave me a mandolin to learn.
Oh, wow.
So, that picture that we showed you, that was me with my Irish bouzouki, which is a type of mandolin.
So
that's my accompanying instrument, and she does all of the pretty melodies and everything.
Well, what happened was my grandma, Patricia Scott, at the Fiddlers Association, she hooked us up.
Yeah.
She
She's like, oh yeah, this is my granddaughter.
Like, go over there and talk to him. So we started talking, and here we are.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And here you are. That's wonderful. Well, and, you know, it's nice that you found your soulmate that has the same common interests that you have.
Yes, I was very picky. I had so many friends who had wives that didn't play music, and they played music, and then they would always have to just kind of like, all right, I'm doing my thing, but I'm like, man, music is like something that we do together, you know?
Yeah.
And so
he was holding out.
I was holding out. And
once we got married, I met all of his female friends from before, and I was like, man, why didn't you marry her? Why didn't you marry her?
No music.
She's way much less of a nightmare than I am.
No music.
No music.
Not the same love.
You have to have the music right
here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't want it any other way. It's just such a blessing to be able to do what we do together. And then we have all these dreams. You know, what will we do with music? We've been talking about how we can provide lessons for people with low income or who want their kids to get lessons or make workshops. So we just have all these ideas flowing together, and to be able to dream together and make it happen is really exciting.
Yeah. You know, and I was thinking about when I was, when we had the piano at our house, I was pulling up YouTube videos on how to learn and trying to teach myself and put the tape on the keys so I could remember and all that stuff. And I still might do it someday. I'm still on the planet, so it could happen. But part of it is there are a lot of young families who really want to do that would learn, maybe not independently. They need someone sitting by them and teaching them. And I can see how that would be a huge need. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Right. In fact, I always tell people the secret to success in being a piano player has little to do with talent or practice or opportunity. It's really all about whether your mom is a good nag or not.
So, Pat, you play beautifully. And we've hired Pat. He's come to our staff Christmas party, which we're just kind of down home folk. We just have a great time. But Pat brought the energy to the room and just changed the whole environment. And so music does that.
It does.
And, you know, you think about all the times my family growing up, we had a grandma and an aunt, and they were all very musically inclined. My mother sang, and Christmas, singing around the piano, it just brought life to what we were already enjoying.
That's wonderful, yeah.
So do you play mm-hmm. other instruments, Pat?
Well, I can play trumpet, and when forced to, I also play accordion.
Oh, okay.
But I
that's hard.
Yeah, well, there's a reason it's hard, because, yeah. you know, it's... Like, when I have to transport cash across state lines, I put it in the accordion case.
Oh. You don't need a strong back to move a piano, but you need one to play an accordion.
Yeah, right.
That's so heavy.
That is true.
Good one.
Yeah, that's true. Sure. So then, Pam, do you play?
I'm a vocalist.
You're a vocalist. Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Wow, you guys, do you ever get together and just play music?
We have not yet.
I was just working on during the break on convincing mm-hmm. the Townleys to join me at Kelly's Pub right. on March 15th.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where we do our typical Irish and raise money for St. Jude's.
Yes, yes.
So we'll see.
That's not Piano Angels, that's just us.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's the gift. It is an angel, because when you're there, I'm sure it comes up.
Well, last time we played there, we made, $700 for Piano Angels?
See, there you go.
You know.
So that's the whole premise of the show, guys, because, and if you're a new listener, Heroes of the North State, it really came about because of the car fire. When the car fire happened, at that time in our community, there was a lot of, discontent in our community. There was a lot of murmuring prior to the fire about just things, politics and people and this and that. And I tend to look at the glass half full kind of person. And then when the car fire came, it stopped it almost immediately. And people just started giving. You can stay at my house. I've got money for you. To total strangers. I'll take your pets in. It was, and I'm sitting at home and I'm listening to this and I'm like, we need to shine a light on these people. This is amazing, because there are more people like that than there aren't. They tend to be shy and withdrawn and humble, and they don't want to toot their own horn. And so I'm like, well, we'll do that. And so came down here and talked to Carl and Linda, the owners of KCNR, and said, hey, I've got this idea. And they loved it. And we've been doing it now since, what, 5, 6 years? 4 years? I don't know. I've lost track now. 5 years? And the amount of people we've interviewed and stories that we've heard. And you think of the ripple effect of each one of you, and I'm just going to tout on you for a minute, each one of you giving unselfishly, that pebble in the water, that ripple effect that you may never even see the end result of in your lifetime. And maybe it's not the person you've tuned the piano for today, but maybe it's their child
mm-hmm.
or the nephew or the whomever, the kid down the street that you're sowing those seeds into, that music becomes their life, and they do better in school, and they do better in school, so they maybe become a doctor or a, you know, whatever. I don't know. I could just go on and on about that.
I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'm bad with names. So the quote is basically the work that you do and put your heart into today will not be realized until the next generation.
That is true. I firmly believe that. We may see fruits of our work, but to have it fully realized, I think that is absolutely true.
Yeah.
So let me ask all of you. So do you have volunteerism in your family, or were you just like one day you're like, I just want to help?
Well, my grandma, Patricia Scott, she's been helping with the Western Open, which is a fiddle contest that's
huge.
Been held in Red Bluff. It's huge, and it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, the fairgrounds.
Okay. Yeah, and she's been donating her time to helping that organization. She's been the treasurer of that for the long time, and she is on the board for the Old Time Fiddle Association. And then my mother, Melissa Troberg, she's been also a part of that for a very long time. So I kind of grew up involved with these groups, mm-hmm. and I knew that I wanted to do something like that. I knew I wanted to be a part of providing music and musical opportunities yeah. to the next generation and people of all ages, because honestly, most of my students are above the age of 30.
Yeah,
and I love it. But
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's never too late to start a new instrument. But more than that, yeah, I love being a part of music and promoting it, because it's just such a good and wonderful thing. It brings people together, and just like mm-hmm. you saw so much goodness as a result of the car fire, I see so much goodness in the music.
Okay. Oh gosh. Well, we're going to have to wrap up, everyone. We've got 20 seconds left. Thank you for coming. I appreciate all of you, and I'm thanking you from the bottom of my heart for our community.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's been great.
You are listening to Heroes of the North State. We'll see you next month.
Lord is now my refuge, He leads me by the hand. He will be my stead, comfort till I reach the glory.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.